Thank you for your company, and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. Lyndall Briggs is a highly respected clinical hypnotherapist who's been practicing for over 25 years. She is president of the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists. A member of the ACA, she has experience in psychotherapy, supervision, working with individuals and couples. However, it is her unique range of powerful guided tracks that are really making a difference in the lives of people worldwide. As well as being in private practice, she works with a brilliant and versatile team co-creating the mental massage experience. And the web address is mentalmassages.com. I want to welcome Lyndall Briggs to this podcast explaining the webinar coming up, which is?
It is about virtual reality and how it can be used by therapists, and about mental massages and how we came to be working in this field.
Okay, when you say virtual reality, how does that work?
This is a great question. As I've said to a lot of people, I've never really understood hypnotherapy, that it works so well. And with virtual reality, I'm a little bit the same. For me, with mental massages, the way it started was I had done some work with Jason in the past, who is one of the partners, and he had used some of my recorded MP3s for anxiety. And we had really good results with one of his products and my recording. And we did quite a bit of research on the outcome with that. And it just so happened I was at a Christmas party at his place a couple of years ago, and he had virtual reality goggles, and he said to me, "Here, try this, you'd really like it." And I have one of those funny watches that checks your heart rate and your pulse. And when I did this thing with these goggles, it was terrifying. It was very immersive. It was an experienced fear, and my body responded in a fear state. And I just walked away and going, this is just one of the most amazing things I've ever done, because if it can produce that sensation, then I believe that we can do the opposite. We can produce calmness and relaxation and perhaps insightfulness. And that's what we've been working on, working with calming environments and using also, I wouldn't say it's hypnotherapy per se, I would say it's more conversational hypnosis is what I would term the actual audio recordings are used within this process. And I think in the future, the uses of this will be limitless. I see it's being used now, not ours, but other people using virtual reality. They're using it to overcome phobias and fears, to use it as a training tool, particularly in the medical fields. Basically, what you do is you put the goggles on. It's hooked up to a program on your computer, and you are immersed in the environment. There is all different sorts of environments. There is a real 3D video, I would say, or there is a 3D cartoon-like situation. And that's what we use more of, though we are going into, in the future, the real one. We have a 3D camera now that we can go out and take films of the beach or near mountain streams and then just do the recording there. So
Lyndall, who would be the target audience for this?
I must say, I thought younger people would be my target audience, but it's not. It's more middle-aged, older people that actually are coming to me now and just sort of enjoying the process.
Well, that's really interesting, because they wear the goggles, they're immersed in an environment that looks real, and then there's like the hypnotic audio recording that they listen to.
Yes, yes.
That's actually fantastic, because when you said middle-aged people are coming more than the young, because middle-aged people are more stressed.
And I think they look at it as a bit of an adventure. And I contacted a lot of my previous clients and just sort of said, this is what I'm offering now. Are you interested? And I was pleasantly surprised at the people that came and had a session with me. And continue to do so.
So does the person have to buy the goggles and go home and do this, or do they come to the clinic and sit down and go for the session?
They come to the clinic and sit down and, and use it,
So for the practitioner who takes this on board, they have the equipment in their home, they have the computer set up, the client comes, they put on the goggles and they put them through this immersion while they listen to either the therapist or a recording.
The recording is built in. I think that's the beauty of this now, that I've always believed that therapists work too hard for their clients sometimes, and this just gives them a little bit of a breather. I'm not saying it replaces therapy. I do not say it replaces hypnotherapy. I just say it's an adjunct, but it gives that little bit of a breather where you can put somebody in your chair, let them go through the process, which is roughly 20 minutes, and the therapist at that time can either do their notes or they can just sit and relax during that time.
I think that's fantastic because I can see a lot of value in this. From like my first thought would be when someone comes to clinic for the first time, of course, they're full of fear. They're seeing a hypnotherapist. They're going to be hypnotized. They may not have relaxed like for like 100 years. And this is a safe environment to literally act like a biofeedback loop where they relax in the chair. They're in a safe environment. They're experiencing relaxation rather than confrontation. And then that's training them to relax. So when they have hypnotherapy sessions outside of that, then they're going to relax more easily and quicker.
Absolutely. Yes.
So it has great value.
I think so. And my recordings now are all based more on resilience, confidence, motivation, mindfulness, letting go of fear. So it's all going in a positive direction.
I think it's excellent because it's like a precursor to therapy, but at the same time it is doing good work with the person.
I think so. And Matthew, what I see for therapists also, that people come and they need like a mental massage, and that's where our business name comes from. But sometimes we need just to go and see somebody. We don't want to always talk about our problems or anything, but it's just nice to go and sit and be able to breathe and relax and have a little bit of work done at the same time, obviously. And that's where I think it's of value to therapists that they can continue seeing their clients, like you go to your dentist once every 6 months or you go and have a massage once a month, whatever is needed for your client.
That sounds excellent. So what will practitioners get from attending the webinar?
Understanding of how virtual reality works, a little bit of the history of virtual reality, and a little bit about how it can be utilised for therapists.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. And I would say that this is one webinar that people should attend because it really is an icebreaker. You know, when someone comes to therapy, they're a bit tense, a bit stressed, you're not going to get much out of the first session because they don't know what to expect, and you're taking a history and all of that stuff. And this allows them to literally program themselves to relax and to be in that safe environment.
I just like the idea that people can have that massage. And what do we go for massages? Just to relieve stress and tension. And it does open up faith in the therapist that we see. As you said, a lot of times people are anxious before they go. They think you're going to make them quack like a duck, or but they still have that fear. And now they can
relax.
They
more.
Look at this, relax more.
So when is the webinar?
It's on the 20th of November. It's just after the ASCH AGM.
And that's at 2 p.m., is that right?
Yes.
Well, Lyndall, I'm looking forward to seeing this, and I can see its potential as absolutely wonderful and a tool that all therapists can use, and that's going to be fantastic. I want to thank you.
Thank you very much, Matthew. I really appreciate this, and I look forward to sharing this stuff with people. It's been an adventure, and I have a wonderful team. I call them my white knights, these guys that are just brilliant at what they do with the computer and the apps and all those sort of things, how they've put it all together.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.